is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Donald Trump is expected to speak at Trump Tower in an hour from now about the verdict that puts him in the history books as the first former U.S. president with a felony conviction. Republican Senator Tom Cotton tells CBS Mornings it won't hurt Mr. Trump's chances in November.
They will see through this sham trial that was designed from the very beginning to be election interference because Joe Biden knows he can't win on his own failed record.
The former president faces up to 4 years in prison for falsifying records to cover up a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
Some of the factors that can come into play are, do you have a prior criminal history? He doesn't, but there are things like remorse. Donald Trump has shown none of that. He continues to call this a rigged trial, a corrupt judge.
CBS's Nancy Cordes says President Biden is trying to make the moment work for his reelection bid.
His campaign is already fundraising off the verdict, sending out a text to supporters that warns, quote, there is still only one way to keep Donald Trump out of the Oval Office, and that's at the ballot box.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken's just spoken in Prague about a change in U.S. policy, allowing Ukraine to use American weapons on some targets inside Russia.
It reflects a very deliberate determination to make sure that we're getting Ukraine what they need when they need it.
Israel's military confirms its troops are now operating in parts of central Rafah as the offensive expands in the southern Gaza City. The man accused of killing a nursing student at the University of Georgia makes a court appearance next hour. WSB's Austin Eller.
An arraignment is set for 11 this morning in Athens for 26-year-old Jose Ibarra. He's charged with the brutal murder of 22-year-old Lakin Riley, who was jogging on UGA's campus at the time of her death. Ibarra is a Venezuelan national unlawfully living in the United States.
Mexicans are set to make history in Sunday's election. CBS's Adrian Bard is in Mexico City.
It's almost certain Mexico's next president will be a woman, a first in history. The frontrunner is Claudia Sheinbaum from current President AMLO's leftist Morena party. In second place is Xochitl Galvez. She's with the coalition of the once all-powerful pre and more conservative PAN.
91-year-old Willie Nelson's out with his 75th studio album.
I work on the border.
Rolling Stone says the border adds an epic story about immigration to his catalog and shows Nelson is as vital as ever.
Magic of the radio.
The Dow is up 41 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A ghost gun ring run by a group of teenagers was uncovered by the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. Seven high school-aged teens confessed to manufacturing and selling guns. The ransomware attack on Ascension continues to disrupt operations. Some doctors did regain limited access to electronic medical records this week. The Root River Environmental Educational Community Center in Racine is kicking off its 2024 season with a grand opening celebration tomorrow. The center is a partnership between UW Parkside and the City of Racine. The Kenosha Unified School Board approved the selection of a referendum planning consultant this week. The firm will assist the district in planning for a potential operational referendum. First Lady Jill Biden will be in downtown Milwaukee tonight. She's scheduled to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Racine's North Beach is opening tomorrow. Lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6 daily. Zoo Beach opens next weekend. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another dramatic Brewers win. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bottom of the eighth, all tied up 4-4. Full count, Gary Sanchez at the plate. The Cubs' Tyson Miller on the mound. Brian Anderson, Bally Sports Wisconsin with the call.
Full count to every batter this inning. Sanchez, high fly ball, center field. Talkman is back. Talkman's at the wall.
Four 122-foot drive to center field, and the Brewers went on to win 6-4 over the Cubs, taking the series 3-1. Manager Pat Murphy on the season Sanchez has had so far.
He gives you a great at bat. Like, the guy, yeah, he's going to have some strikeouts, but the guy's dangerous, and everybody in the league knows it.
The Brewers' homestand continues tomorrow night with a 3-game series over the weekend against the Chicago White Sox. From American Family Field in Milwaukee, with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant today. High temperatures cap the mid-70s. Clouds will thicken and we will see rain rolling in by tomorrow morning, dampening and darkening our day. Highs will scrape the mid-60s and some storms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
When you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. Downtown, just listen to the music of the traffic in the city. Linger on the sidewalk where the neon signs are pretty. How can you lose? The lights so much brighter. Troubles, forget all your cares, so go downtown. Things will be great when you're downtown. No final place for sure, downtown. Everything's waiting for you. Downtown. Don't hang around and let your problems surround you. There are movie shows downtown. Maybe you know some little places to go to where they never close. Downtown, just listen to the rhythm of a gentle bossa nova. You'll be dancing with them too before the night is over. Happy again. The light's so much brighter there. You can't forget all your troubles, forget all your cares. So go.
WRJN of my favorite songs ever, my top five, and that's Petula Clark squarely in my top five with Downtown. Beautiful day today, high of 70, and we're at 65 right now in Racine Radio Park with Merrill Lee Brush.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Just call me Angel of the Morning, Angel.
light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
Historic Horlick Field, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. The vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, neath the halo of a street lamp. I turn my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were stared by the flash of a neon light that split the night and touched the sound of silence. And in the naked light I saw 10,000 people, maybe more. People talking without speaking, people hearing without listening, people writing songs that voices never share. No one dared disturb the sound of silence. Fool said I, you do not know. Silence like a cancer grows. Hear my words that I might teach you. Take my arms that I might reach you. But my words, like silent raindrops, fell. Echoing the wills of silence. People bowed and prayed to the neon god they made. And the sign flashed out its warning in the words that it was forming. And the sign said the words of the prophets are written on the subway walls, the tenement halls, whispering. Silence.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
talk and we listen. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Tell a friend. Hey, starting this coming Monday, we have got a new contest. It's called Scani Summer. You know, Scani. Scani Summer. It's a chance to win Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus a chance to win a Scani Summer staycation. And that is, that contest is every weekday starting this Monday, June 3rd from 7 a.m. all the way to 7 p.m. on a Kurt Bowman show. And it starts Monday right here at WRJN.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine Big Deals at WRJN.com.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the Max Inc. radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
For laughing, for crying, for living, and for dying.
As the Righteous Brothers and WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. And yes, the Brewers. Pre-game show 6:35. They're taking on the White Sox at home with the Brewers.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. Won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore. Oh, once I can say this is mine, you can't take it. Long as I know I have love, I can make it. Oh, once in my life, I have someone who needs me. Hey, hey, yeah. Oh, dear, love me.
Told you, and I did not.
Sir. Fort Tufts on WRJN Local News. Timeless hits. Tomorrow starts June Dairy Month, which I love because then I don't feel guilty eating cheese curds. I'm just like, hey, it's June Dairy Month. Come on, man. Get off my back. But, today, still the last day of the month, May 31st, and it's one last day of Stroke Awareness Month. And I didn't mention anything earlier when I started here, but in the last day of the month, I think I can. I have had a small stroke. And let me tell you, Stroke Awareness Month, just be aware. Balance, eyes, face, arms, speech, and time. So be fast, and that's the way to realize if something is wrong with yourself or with someone you love. Balance, eyes, face, arm, speech, time. Be fast. And if any of those occur, call 911. In my case, two different things happened. My arm went numb, and my balance was horrible. So something to keep aware of on the last day of Stroke Awareness Month, simply because if it happened to me, it can happen to you.
This WRJN report is sponsored by Warren Eye Care Center. Certificates available on our Big Deals page at WRJN.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Donald Trump's 34 felony convictions could boost President Biden in the polls. That's according to the Marquette poll from earlier this month.
In the guilty scenario, Biden was up by 4 points. In the not guilty scenario, Trump was up by 6 points. That was a hypothetical when we asked it. In the next week or two or three, we will see.
Pollster Charles Franklin tells Civic Media the verdict should move more undecided voters than partisans. Meanwhile, Trump is set to be sentenced just 4 days before the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee in July. It's not clear how it will affect plans. The GOP has been battling the Secret Service over the size of the convention's security zone. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A plea deal has been reached in the embezzlement case involving funds from Racine's Sonnenberg School. Heather Wentholt from Cedarburg faced allegations of misusing nearly $90,000 of the school's money for personal spending. In Racine County Court this week, Wentholt pleaded guilty to 3 offenses with 7 charges dismissed. Kenosha Unified is likely looking for more taxpayer money. The school board this week approved the selection of the Donovan Group as a referendum planning consultant. The firm will help the district provide planning, community engagement strategies, messaging guidance, and legal compliance information for a potential operational referendum. It'll cost $6,000 to have the company try to convince voters. The Biden campaign is hoping for a Buenos Aires in Milwaukee. First Lady Jill Biden and the Secret Service protection that goes with her will be in the downtown area this evening, where she's set to speak during the opening ceremonies of Festa Italiana. Her address is scheduled for about 6, which means traffic impacts will be seen an hour or two before and after that time. Festa Italiana returns to the Summerfest grounds this year. Racine's beaches are back. North Beach and Zoo Beach are gearing up for the summer season, with North Beach opening tomorrow. Zoo Beach follows suit next Saturday. A statement from Racine Parks Recreation and Cultural Services says North Beach lifeguards will be on duty from 10 to 6, 7 days a week. At Zoo Beach, lifeguards will be on duty Saturday and Sundays from 10 to 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
This report is sponsored by Tony Chen's Chinese Restaurant. The taste of love in every bite. Go to WRJN.com and click on the Big Deals tab for 30% savings.
Mostly sunny and quite pleasant today. High temperatures cap the mid-70s. Clouds will thicken and we will see rain rolling in by tomorrow morning, dampening and darkening our day. Highs will scrape the mid-60s and some storms are possible too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 66 degrees.
WRJN.
talk, we listen local news, and Timeless Hits are back right here on WRJN with the Beatles.
Ooh, I need your love, babe. Guess you know. Girl, love you all the time.
local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Needed a coat to get here this morning. Now it's already 70 at Radio Park. Beautiful sunshiny day today. Going to be in the 70s. Chance of showers tomorrow. Here's Oliver.
Do the
We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back right here on WRJN. The Stones can't get no satisfaction. Going to be a Soldier Field next month. Pretty soon I'll be saying this month. June 27th and 30th there, and I'm sure there's still a few, and I would add just a few tickets available. You know how old Mick Jagger is? I heard this on Don Rosen's show the other day. Mick Jagger's 80 years old. Keith Richards, also 80, on Merle.
Suit up for the $800,000 sports car series at Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee. April through May, score free play, cash, one of four new Toyota GR86s, or a new Toyota Supra. Play with your club card to earn entries, five times the entries on drawing days, and when the Milwaukee Brewers play at home. Got what it takes, slugger? Only at Potawatomi. For more details, visit facebig.com/sportscar. Must be 21 and a club member to play.
Revolutionize your office space with B&L Office Furniture, your trusted source for top-notch workspace solutions. Welcome back your productivity with a wide selection of sleek and functional furniture, ergonomic chairs, stationary and height-adjustable desks, workstations, everything to create your ideal workspace. Whether it's new or refurbished, their dedicated, friendly, and experienced staff will ensure you find the perfect pieces to suit your style and budget. Your dream office awaits at B&L Office Furniture. On 52nd Street in Kenosha, just east of Green Bay Road.
Every weekend, the Lanes on 20 in Racine delivers the pins, the pub, and the performances. Leave the long work week behind as the thunderclaps and pins fill the air. Grab a seat in Angry Brothers Pub, featuring great weekend barbecue and Mexican specials. Pair it with a cold craft beer or a game day drink special. The area's best live music is on the patio from 3 to 6 every Sunday afternoon. Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Shop local, buy local, save big deals.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at Your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop Your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. Shop local from the convenience of your home or smartphone.
Save on Racine Big Deals at WRJN.com.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I get questions sometimes from folks about whether or not people should buy silver or gold. You know, the actual physical metal itself. Should people buy it, put it in a safe, or bury it in their backyard or something? And I get it. There's something to the allure of a precious metal. You know, gold is tangible. You can hold it in your hands. It's pretty. Gold used to prop up the value of the U.S. dollar. It's been about 50 years since that was the case. But some people feel like buying gold or silver can be a safeguard for their money in uncertain times. Feelings are one thing, and math is something different. And in this case, the math is very clear. A diversified, low-risk portfolio beats a hidey hole full of gold every time. For more insights on how money works, how you can save more and spend less, head on over to workmoney.org. Until next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Sun. I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, and then I'll watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll. Sitting on a dock of the bay, wasting time. Look like nothing's gonna
Gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting
local news and timeless. It's WRJN. If you're hitting the beach tomorrow in Lake Michigan, got a low risk around here as far as riptides. The risk increases farther up you go, like around Manitowoc and Algoma.
Just an old-fashioned love song playing on the radio. And wrapped around the music is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. And feelings that we've come to know.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. American voters are weighing in on Donald Trump, now a convicted felon after the jury's verdict.